You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Help! I suck at dating. With Dean Unglert and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to Help I Suck at Dating. I'm Jared. You know that. Joined by Dean Unglert, of course. We have a very special episode coming up. We have some very special geese. Oh, man. Maybe I have some pregnancy brain, too. We have some very special guests from the WeTV show Love After Lockdown, which airs Fridays. That should be pretty interesting, which is quite ironic because we just had the girl on the podcast a couple weeks ago, Dean, that wrote a book about relationships in prison. And now we have two guests that are in relationships with prisoners. We have Rachel and we have Brittany coming on. Now, Rachel's dating Doug and Brittany's dating Ray, who were imprisoned on the show and I think are still in prison. I don't know if they've gotten released since, I don't know when this was filmed. So I'm assuming they're still behind bars. So weird to talk about. Like, it's like, I hope they're doing well. Anywho, nice little segue. We still have our Suck Army Summer coming up Friday, July 30th from 7 to 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 to 5 Pacific Time, which, of course, you can buy tickets right now on LoopedLive.com, which, come on, guys, if you still suck at dating, we're here to help. Now, you can join us for a one-on-one. We're doing a little meet-and-greet virtual style, of course, because we're still kind of in a pandemic. You can get a little dating advice from Dean, maybe a little bit from me, but Dean's way better at about it. You can enjoy love in the upcoming summer, which we all know is going to be lots of love going on because while the pandemic is slowing down, people are ready to get out there and mingle. And listen, and if all else fails, you can at least, you know, get a photo with us for Instagram. That's pretty cool too. Probably not really. But anyway, Suck Army Summer, Friday, July 30th, 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time, 4 to 5 Pacific. Get your tickets right now, loopedlive.com. Deaners, we have some hot topics coming in. Tristan Thompson from the Boston Celtics, which is weird. Apparently, Tristan Thompson threatened Lamar Odom for flirting with Khloe Kardashian over some sort of bikini picture that she posted. I don't know what the hell's going on, but there's like a little bit of a love triangle between these two. So Lamar Odom used to be with Khloe Kardashian. All right. Do you know who Khloe Kardashian is? All right. Ashley's like laughing in the background. I can hear her. Yeah. Not everybody knows who Khloe Kardashian is. So she was with Lamar Odom, who's a basketball player. And then she was with Tristan Thompson. I'm not sure if they were married, but they had a kid together. Tristan Thompson, I'm pretty sure, has cheated on her twice. I don't know. I don't think they're together anymore, which is why, I don't know. I think they might be together. I don't really know what the hell's going on. I'm pretty sure They're not together. Okay, let me, Ashley, why is Tristan Thompson threatening Lamar Odom then? See, this is ridiculous. So apparently Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian are not together anymore. So he has no right to threaten Lamar Odom if he's flirting with his ex. But apparently Khloe posted a bikini photo on her Instagram. And of course, Lamar, he commented something like, hottie with like the fire emojis and the hard eyes. Good God. Like, come on now. What are we doing? We're 17 years old. But anyway, then Tristan Thompson went on and he replied, at Lamar Odom, God brought you back the first time. Play if you want different results. Is that really a threat? That's it? That's like what this is all about? Come on now. It's like pretty much the same if Lamar Odom wants to get back in basketball, Tristan Thompson's going to take him out. That's so stupid. That's such an NBA fight. That's like such an NBA thing to say.
I feel like just listening to the description of what's going on with this is making my brain dissolve into complete nothingness.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I feel dumber as we speak as well. But our producer, Hannah, thank God she's here for context. So I forgot Lamar Odom at one point was in a coma and almost died. I don't know what he was in a coma from. But that's what Tristan Thompson is referring to. Now it makes a little bit more sense. He said, God brought you back the first time from the coma. Play if you want different results with like the little shrug emoji. Like, I don't know. It looks like me when my math teacher asked me where my homework was in eighth grade. It's like, I don't know.
So he's going to kill him is what he's saying, putting him back in a coma.
Maybe. Do you have any thoughts, any cares about this, any Fs to give?
I mean, I want to care for the sake of the conversation, but I just don't. I really don't. I don't care at all. I hate all of it. I hate the Kardashians.
You hate the Kardashians, now
this little basketball feud. That, yes, absolutely. I think I've been pretty vocal about that in the past. Kaylin loves them. She watches the show sometimes, so I'll like sit and watch with her. And like, yeah, I can kind of see how they could be like mindless entertainment, but the fact that they're like idolized as much as they are is just so frustrating. As a society, I think we could do better, but that's just my take.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. We give power to the wrong people. Having said that, I will give them credit because I do feel like they're business Mongols. Like Kris Jenner, she's done a pretty...
Mongols.
Isn't that a positive thing? To be fair, no, I just said no. Mongol, thinking it was a compliment. What does a Mongol mean?
A Mongol is a person from the country of Mongolia. Former country Mongolia, I could be mistaken on that. A mogul is what you're
mogul.
Thinking of.
Mogul, okay. What's a mogul?
It's like a bit like a mogul. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like a business mogul is like the top. Like, you know, like I guess I don't know exactly what the synonym is there for, but
yeah. So she's a business
just
mogul.
All this out of the podcast too.
Listen, guys, I was one letter off. That's not really that bad, especially coming from the Rhode Island public school system. But I digress. I actually respect the Kardashians because I was talking to this guy Dax Holt one time from TMZ, and he was on the podcast. I don't know if you remember Dax at all, but he said it's so much. He said it's so much harder to be famous just for being famous. Which again, listen. Like you and I mean, you have many skills. I don't have that many skills. And for some reason, people care like even about...
I've got no skills.
I have zero skills. Tiny. I'm like a negative, actually. I'm halfway decent at softball. And I feel like that brings me down a few pegs. But I digress. People care about our baby announcement. Why? I don't know. But it's similar. That's why I don't like hating on the Kardashians because like we're kind of in a small boat, like a similar boat, a very small boat compared to them. They're in a yacht. We're in like, you know... Mm-hmm. What are those called? Dinghies. We're in a dinghy together, dinghy. Dean.
I agree. I see what you're saying. I agree. We are in similar waters, but different ships, I guess, is kind of the analogy you're going for. And I agree. I don't disagree. I also think that, a lot of us shouldn't have the platform that we do. But yet here we are, like you said, talking to whoever wants to listen to this podcast, wherever they might be listening at. So, I mean, I see your point. I just think that, as much of moguls as they are, they set a bad example for the youth of America and the youth of the world. And
I agree.
It just kind of frustrates me a little bit. But you're right. I agree. They're sticking around. They got staying power. They got star power. I think all we have to do, Jared, in order to get to that level is come out with a sex tape of our own. And perhaps we could be catapulted to that level, that trajectory. But I guess we'll never know.
I know people from Bachelor that got offered to do a sex tape for money.
Wait a second.
Yeah, no, it's not crazy. It was not us. It was not us. And I won't say who it is.
We need way more information.
No, I can't tell you.
Okay, don't say who it was, but tell us, like, what were they offered?
I don't know exactly, but it was a good amount of money, but it was not enough for them to do it. And it was years ago.
Interesting.
So, very interesting. I'll talk about it off air.
Was it a man or a woman?
It was a man and a woman.
Oh.
I know. Very interesting stuff, guys, but unfortunately, I'm not going to...
Let me ask you. Well, so obviously we'll just let our listeners speculate on who they might think it is. Let me ask you this. How much would an offer have to be for you to do something like that?
Ashley and I have talked about it. We joked around about it. I think it was like 10 mil.
10 mil is pretty good. That's like generational wealth, more or less, right there.
Oh, my God. But then, yeah, honestly, if our parents ever saw it, I'd be like, guys, we got paid $10 million to do this. And then be like, okay, that kind of makes sense. Maybe I would have done it too.
I could see you and Ashley getting like a nice Trojan condom deal or something like that.
All right. Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think that might be a little bit too big for me.
Sum of money.
But I digress. We have some very special guests who are waiting for us right now. Now, Rachel and Brittany from Love After Lockup, which is, of course, on WeTV, is joining us right after this break.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it.
Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, welcome back to Help I Suck at Dating. Dean, myself, of course, are here, but we have two very special guests from the show on WeTV, which airs Fridays, Love After Lockup. It is Brittany and Rachel. Brittany and Rachel, thank you so much for coming on. How are you? Brittany, we'll start with you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Rachel, how are you?
I am super excited. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, we are doing just dandy. So listen, of course, we have to ask you guys about Love After Lockup. So Rachel, I'll start with you. You are with Doug on the show. And this is not your first time dating a prisoner. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. 110%.
Like, I've been accused in the past, in my single days, I'm married now and we're expecting a child, but I've been accused in the past of like having a thing for bartenders. Like, anytime I go into a bar, my friends are like, you always find the bartender super attractive. So is that kind of like your thing? Are your friends like, you just love inmates? That's your thing.
You know, it's a funny journey. I think everybody kind of just has a type and our taste evolves over time. If that makes any sense.
Oh, like, yeah, totally.
Like, you'd be like, oh, let me just date, like, you know, I'm into the attorney thing. Let me date like five attorneys, or let me date the guy that likes to skateboard, or the person who likes to climb rocks or whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever it is, I guess. Yeah, it kind of fell in that way. And it kind of, I stuck with me, I guess. And look where I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got a question for Rachel, because we gotta get to the beginning of that a little bit more. So this is your third relationship with an inmate. Can you tell us like how the first two started and then how this one started as well, just out of like my own curiosity?
Yeah, I will try to keep the story short as possible, but I did date someone who had a prison background in the free world, which was my first encounter. He was different. I'd never dated anybody like him. And, you know, he was kind of scary looking, tattoos on the face, tattoo all over the body, but we had really fun, passionate sex. We had a great relationship and it was fun. And I just, you know, I enjoyed what we had for the time that we had, because sadly he had suddenly passed away.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, due to addiction. Yeah. So after that, and I didn't know anything about addiction. I don't have addiction. I empathize with it greatly, but I was really angry at myself for never noticing or recognizing the signs of it. So after that, I just started getting really involved into that community by trying to give back and trying to make sure that something like that never happened to somebody else ever again. So, you know, it was part of my grieving process. It was part of the way that I was trying to deal with his passing. And I guess it just something that was like, you know, I know where to find it now. So maybe I can find something better, something lasting, something drug-free. I guess it was just the way of me coping with grief, I guess.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, because my second relationship, my husband at the time did struggle with addiction. And I thought that that was something that I could help with, which has nothing absolutely to do with me whatsoever. I learned that and I realized that that was enough of that relationship and it was time for me to move on.
Gotcha. So for the most of these relationships, you're meeting them out of prison and then one way or another, they will find a way back, or how does it work?
I missed a little bit of details too. So because of my first inmate relationship that was in the free world and we met on normal conditions through a date, whatever, you know, he would always talk about how it bothered him that his family never wrote him. People never visited him. So that was also another part of my grieving process, was to try to think that maybe there's somebody out there that would like to correspond with somebody. So I felt like I was doing something nice for somebody else and trying to just be an ear or a pen pal or whatever to support and do something that I would think that he would have wanted me to do, if that makes sense. So yeah, that was why I reached out. Like, well, maybe there's somebody out there who feels very misguided, even though like my life isn't all together. Maybe I can try and just maybe listen to somebody else too.
None of our lives are together, I'll tell you that much. Yeah. So did you meet Doug? Was you met Doug before he went to prison, right?
Yeah.
No, you met him in prison. That's right.
Yep.
How did that happen?
So that's why I said I had no idea that there was ever even a pen pal website. So that was my first time trolling through that. It was called writerprisoner.com. Inmates can put themselves up on there to try to get correspondence from people. And honestly, it's pretty interesting, some of these people's bios that are on there just looking for, hey, how are you? I just want to talk to someone and tell them about their, you know, crappy day or where they wish that they would rather be. So whatever it was, long story short, scrolling through the profiles and I'm like, oh, this one's kind of cute. Let me write him. So that's just kind of what I did. But under the preconditions that it was only friendship. That was the first thing that I said. This is a friendship. Hey, where are you at? Where are you headed? What are you trying to do with your life? Do you have any goals? Do you want to go to school? Do you want to, you know, how are you trying to improve yourself type thing? And that was like the basis of our conversation. And with me being me, just talking, being totally casual, you know, 2 weeks later, it's like, oh, I think I love you. And I was like, wait, no, bro, chill down. Chill down. This ain't that. Like, you're in your 20s, you need to experiment with other women, try other things, like build that part of your life in before you think you want to settle down with someone like me. So,
yeah, I think it adds a whole bunch of new dynamics to a relationship. And so just to switch gears a little bit, Brittany. So Brittany, you're with Ray, that's Ray. And you guys kind of, what's your backstory, you and Ray, Brittany?
Oh yeah, so Ray and I actually met on Facebook. He has a Facebook page. You can't tell at all that he's in jail. It's just a normal Facebook page. Ray had a cell phone while he was in prison. He was not supposed to. So he slid in my DMs and he waved. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm at work, my second job, chilling, I'm bored. I waved back. And then we just kind of started talking from there.
And then how long did it take before you found out that, oh, you're in prison right now?
Well, he actually told me that in the first conversation, but he said it kind of weird. He was like, yeah, I'm a little locked down right now. I was like, what you mean? Like locked down at work, locked down? Like, what do you mean locked down? And then he was like, feds. And then I'm thinking, if you're in the feds, you don't have a cell phone. Boy, shut up. So we just like switched gears onto a different subject. So then he was like, do you mind if I video chat and call you? I was like, cool. Okay. So set up the video chat. It looks like he's in a restroom or this brick wall behind him. I was like, are you in a hospital or bathroom? Where are you? And it's loud in prison. It's so loud. Like the guys are screaming. I was like, you're in jail for real, huh? How do you have this cell phone? You know? So I kind of got scared. I did. And then I was like, all right, you can't be calling me. They might get your phone, track my number. I don't want to get in trouble. So we kind of back off of that and continued to message like here and there. It just kept building up and building up. And so here we are now.
So I know that your family, specifically your mom, has had a little bit of a difficult time with this. Mm-hmm. You know, do you think that your mom will ever change her opinion about the relationship you and Ray have?
No, I don't think she'll ever change her opinion, especially because how it started, where it was, and the obstacles he'll have to cross. Basically starting his life over, and I'm like, pretty much in the middle of mine now. I'm 34 years old. So she kind of thinks I need to be with somebody more established. I respect what she's saying. But if you guys stay tuned and follow up, you'll see how she kind of maybe or maybe not comes around. But it gets pretty intense.
Well, I wanted to ask about that because, you know, we have a lot of people who ask us, you know, how important is it for parental, acceptance when dating someone, because we have a lot of emailers say, I love this person, but you know, my mom, my dad, my sister, my best friend, they do not approve and they're seeing something that I don't see. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about how difficult it is to navigate a relationship where you're with someone who, you know, you love, but you have somebody that you also love telling you this might not work out.
Yeah, that's extremely difficult, especially when you're in like a close, tight-knit family. I think I go to my parents' house for dinner like 4 or 5 times a week. We're always getting together on the weekends. We're like best friends, my sisters, my brother, you know, we are always together. So I found it hard to, how can I be in two places at once if my mom is saying, I don't want him at my house, I don't want anything to do with him. And then there's a family get together that of course I don't want to miss. So it's really hard. My take on that is my mom does not believe in a lot of talk. Like I could sit here over and over and tell her how great Ray is and all the plans he has. She's more of like a show me person. So I think people can get through those obstacles if they really believe in their partner. And, you know, just by being patient and just letting it happen, like, you know, eventually people will start to see like, oh, I see why she loves him.
Definitely. Rachel, yeah, I wanted to kind of come back to you and talk about, I'm not sure exactly what your family or your friends think about you dating someone who's currently in prison, but obviously this is your third go around with this, so they must be a little accustomed to it. So how do you navigate that? Because I'm sure you've had some pushback with people saying, hey, don't go after this person. They need to get their own life together.
That's 110% true. I have gone through those trials and tribulations. I have had family members completely cut me off and be done with me and not support me. And I understand that. I respect it. And I give them their space. My life decisions doesn't have to be accepted by everybody. So I have to respect that. Like I'm literally putting myself in a very risque, messy position. So why would I want, but at the same time, like I've never judged anybody else for who they wanted to be with. If it's what made them happy, I'm there to support that. But people are so used to me being a mess, I guess.
We're all messes. Don't worry about that one.
They're either with me for the ride or they're not. Yeah. And it's okay. I accept it. There's, like I said, you know, there's 8 billion people in the world. Someone else will want to be my friend. And, you know, family is kind of what you make it sometimes, you know, but I mean, I still, my parents 110% have always had me, my back.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful to them. I know I've caused them a lot of stress and gray hair and maybe sleepless nights at times, but they're still there for me. And that's kind of all that matters. Yeah. It's like my, you know,
that's a part of the ride right there, isn't it? You know, the ups and downs, yeah, which we all go through. And you, and both you, you know, Rachel and Brittany, you both have kind of voluntarily put yourselves in long distance relationships a little bit. So I'll start with you, Brittany. How do you plan, you know, alone time? How do you make sure that you guys are working on the relationship together? Because as we all know, relationships take work, they take effort. And now you guys are not only in a long distance relationship, but you're in a relationship with someone that it's very difficult to have that quality time that you need to have in a relationship. So I'll start with you, Brittany. How do you and Ray make sure that happens?
The only way really we could make sure that happens is just communication. Like we have a schedule where we talk. We have a schedule where we FaceTime and we email. We have to just really communicate. And we talk about everything. Like, it's not always just about just the relationship. It's about, like, goals and what's going on in my life or what's going on, you know, in the prison. Like, it's just conversation about everything. So communication is the only way to make this work.
Yeah, 100%. What about you, Rachel?
You know, yeah, it's absolutely communication and just being transparent with one another. But, you know, like every relationship, you have your ups and your downs, and definitely have to keep tuning in to see.
Yeah, you don't want to spoil anything. I get that.
I hate when we're not able to spoil things because I've got a lot of pressing questions for stuff that's going to be spoiled in the show, I guess, at some point. I wonder if you guys can answer this, though. So, what do we know how much longer Doug and Ray's sentences are for? Like, what's kind of the long-term goal for the relationship, do you think, for both of you guys?
So right now in the last episode, you saw us drop Ray off at the halfway house. So that's where we are with that. When Ray was released, he has to have an ankle monitor. Well, that might've been a little spoiler. And he has to also be on supervised like parole. So 3 years of that. So there's still some time dealing, you know, well, he'll always forever deal with the system because he's a convicted felon now. But it's just, you know, now we got to deal with the PO.
It's not bad, Rachel.
Yeah.
For Doug and I, let's see, he's been released from prison and now he is on an ankle monitor. where he needs to be home by 5 p.m. every single day, and he's not allowed to leave the house on the weekends. Yeah, he's not allowed to have alcohol or be seen in bars and things like that. So this is going to be a new well-adjusted journey to see him try to cope from being locked into a prison cell to being like, I've got literally like 8 hours to do what I need to get done and be back to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Especially with like so much temptations, you know, there's not that, I'm sure there's temptations in prison, but not nearly as much as there in real life, where like you said, like he's not supposed to go to a bar, and it's like, well, I want to go to a bar. Like I want to drink, you know, it's tough.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting flip from going from them spending all the time in prison and only having to communicate through cell phone and email to then having them around the house 100% of the time. It's like, you know, it's kind of a one extreme to the next sort of thing. But I will say, from someone that comes from a family, some of my family members have had ankle monitors when I was growing up. And some of my best friends from college also had ankle monitors in college with me. So I mean, I can attest it's definitely like a mentally taxing experience that it puts them through. But both of the people that I'm close with came out of it a better person because of it, too. So there's definitely a good light at the end of the tunnel for all that kind of stuff.
Well, Brittany and Rachel, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Once again, everybody, go check out Love After Lockup, which, of course, airs on WeTV Fridays. You can catch Rachel and Brittany on there. And once again, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with your endeavors and best of luck in your relationships.
Thank you.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to Help, I Suck at Dating. Fortunately, you're not court-ordered to listen to this podcast, so thanks for sticking with us, because we really appreciate it. It's time for our favorite my favorite segment of this podcast, which, you know, these technical errors. So
still need that jingle.
Stop. That jingle has to come in. Hopefully the mic has been going better this time too. But anyways, we're gonna get to the emails. We got a couple of juicy ones. Actually, even an email from an old familiar name you guys are gonna hear. But Mark, if you are willing enough to read it, I guess we could have you go for it if you're down. I know you're a busy guy over there.
I'm very busy. Thank you very much. Are we going with anonymous first?
Of course.
All right. Well, Nick says, I've been hooking up with this guy for the past few weeks. We had a physical relationship before COVID, but stopped seeing each other and didn't talk most of last year when everything was locked down. Now that we've started hooking up again, everything seems different. He's way more intentional than he was in the past. He calls me every day, tries to hang out multiple times a week, takes me out to dinner, other things. We didn't do any of those things in the past, and I considered myself 100% single because there was no guilt, no shame, nothing with flirting and hooking up with other guys. It was all fine. But now that he's acting more interested in us, I'm confused. So I asked him, I said, how would you feel if I hooked up with someone else? And he said, well, you're still single. Do what you want. Doesn't change anything with us. I'm still going to want to spend time with you and hook up, even if we decide to go that route. I take his words as the truth, but I can't help wondering if he's testing me. And do you guys think I need to tell him if I do end up hooking with someone else?
I think you should definitely tell him if you hook up with someone else.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's definitely the first thing to establish is if you do hook up with someone and then you want to hook up with him again, he should definitely know about that. So go ahead and make that, put that check in the definitely column. I don't know. What do you think about this, Jared? Because my first instinct is, I almost think that Anonymous should consider herself lucky, because I feel like typically it's the flip version of this, where it's the girl that wants things to get serious and the guy that's kind of like, you know, I don't really want to do that. But it sounds like in this case, the guy is kind of the one that's like, you know, this is what I want. He's kind of like, it's based off of the very, very limited information that we have. It seems like he's kind of like being patient, letting you take your time, not putting any pressure on you. So just based off of all that information in my head, it sounds like he seems like a pretty good guy. And so maybe, I don't know, maybe you should give him a real chance. But I don't know. What do you think, Jared?
Yeah, I guess it really comes down to what does Anonymous want? Do you want to be in a relationship or do you not want to be in a relationship? Because if you want to be in one, I would say try to pursue one with this guy. He seems very into you. You guys go out multiple times. He calls you. He's being very intentional towards you. I mean, that's great. You guys go out to dinner. It does seem like you guys are kind of boyfriend-girlfriend without being boyfriend-girlfriend. And for him to be so understanding of you saying, hey, I might hook up with other people. I mean, good God, maybe he is just, it's one of two things. Either he's madly in love with you and he wants you to take your time, or two, he's doing the same thing where he's hooking up
with
other
people. That's
what I was
going to say. He's hooking up with other people.
So Anonymous, like, you need to be aware of that as well. Sure, you're like, oh, I'll tell you if I'm hooking up with someone else, but my gut tells me he might be hooking up with someone else too. So I would establish some ground rules. I would say if you guys are hooking up, you have to be completely transparent with one another. If he hooks up with someone, you tell him, or he tells you. And then if you hook up with someone, you tell him. Because then you get into, like, you know, like STD territory, and then like they're sleeping around. Like, that's like some sketchy area you don't want to be in. So I would lay some ground rules down. I would either say, like, we are completely transparent with one another, or, like, I don't know, try to date each other. Why not?
Yeah,
what the hell?
I think these things, we've talked about this before, they only work until someone catches feelings. And I think he has. So it's probably time to either commit to him as a boyfriend or stop this, because he's going to get hurt real bad. That's what I think.
Well, I was going to say too, I kind of almost maybe want to play devil's advocate for the bad side of the guy, because maybe he's saying like, yeah, go do what you're going to do. I still want to like hang out and hook up and all that kind of stuff. Maybe he's saying that he, like Jared said, so he can keep doing that as his own accord, but then he's going to do it and then not communicate that back to you. So if you do decide to kind of carry on with what you're doing, just communicate. That's like the biggest thing, is not just communicate each hookup that you have, but make sure that that is understood before you carry on moving forward, and say that if you're going to keep hooking up with people, you have to tell me about it. Cause that's like Mark said, one person's going to catch feelings and then it's going to go south really quick. So,
or catch something else.
Or you're going to catch chlamydia. Which,
well, I agree with Dean though. This could be like a little bit of a free pass for this dude, because maybe he was operating with a little guilt, because maybe he was hooking up with other people as well. But then he found out that you were hooking up with other people, and now he's like, yeah, go do it. Have fun. Like, I still want to hook up with you. But all the while, he's been hooking up with other people. So now he feels just guilt free. So I agree with Dean.
Yes.
Lay down some ground rules.
I think that's about is all we can do for Nick.
Please keep sending us your emails. It's our favorite part. It's the only reason Dean sticks around. isuckatdating@iheartmedia.com. A big thank you to our two wonderful guests, Brittany and Rachel from, of course, WeTV's Love After Lockup, which airs 9 p.m. on Friday nights. Big thank you to Lamar Odom and Tristan Thompson for giving us just a horrible headline, I'm not going to lie, that no one cares about. Like, Tristan Thompson's not even with Khloe Kardashian anymore. What is he doing bickering over Lamar Odom? Anyway, I digress. Dean, anything else?
No, Jared. I think you knocked it out of the park.
Not really. All right, join us next week where hopefully we all suck just a little less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.